We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. California's Department of Education says the start of the school year with distance learning comes with a huge learning curve and a likely shortage of computers for many students.
Enormous challenges facing California just weeks away from the start of the academic school year.
Everyone is thinking about how do we create quality distance learning. We don't have a lot of time, but we're going to use the time as well as we can to ensure that we create quality in distance learning.
State Superintendent Tony Thurman.
We know there's 700,000 students at least in California who have an immediate need for computing devices.
He says the state has $5.3 billion to spend on distance learning, buying technology.
We've come up with the figure that each school district will receive. We've informed them of those figures, and we're recommending that they use some portion of it to purchase computing devices.
The state also accepting donations from people who might have unused computers. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, less than 3 weeks to go, and parents and students in the L.A. school district are still waiting to find out what the online learning will actually look like because the teachers' union and the district have been unable to reach an agreement.
UTLA says the district suggested that teachers return to their classrooms and teach virtually on site. The teachers' union rejected that outright, as well as many other proposals. For example, they also said no to a so-called micro-structured school day from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Katie Browdy is with a grassroots parent advocacy group, Speak Up. She says it's not even clear what a micro-structured day is.
We don't know what that means at all. And again, it just feels as if parents are being kept in the dark once again.
She says that's a major frustration for a lot of parents. How do they prepare themselves or their kids?
You know, there's no way of knowing for sure what that day is going to look like if we go back to what we had in the spring.
Browdy says the more time it takes to decide, the slower the start of the school year will likely be and the more anxiety it's causing. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070.
The Orange County Board of Education with a message for Governor Newsom. We'll see you in court. The issue: reopening schools.
The board voted 4-0 to sue Governor Gavin Newsom along with the state public health officer. The aim is to block the governor's order preventing public schools from having students return to their classrooms.
It's a right under the California Constitution, a fundamental right to an education, and the right to have effectively an equal education.
Robert Tyler is a lawyer representing the Orange County Board of Education.
Because of the governor's determination to keep schools closed, we are finding that there's a lot of kids who are going to be falling through the cracks.
Now, you may recall that the board in Orange County had recommended reopening schools to students while not requiring them to wear masks or maintain social distancing. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In a surprise to health officials, new data suggests that some healthcare workers may now be less susceptible to COVID-19. The study from Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, that's in Newport Beach, according to the Orange County Register, the hospital has cared for hundreds of COVID-19 patients. Of some 3,000 workers that were tested in May and in June, only 1% had coronavirus antibodies. Other locations in L.A., Santa Clara, Riverside counties have had much higher rates. Researchers say rigorous precautions, supplies and worker education on safety practices likely played a role. Some Los Angeles residents, they are not pleased with the city council considering resuming extensive homeless encampment cleanups. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
A motion before the council seeks to restart the cleanups of encampments that are located within special zones that are around Abridge Home temporary shelters. There are currently 19 of them across the city that are open. This man said there is a crisis of morality in the city.
I don't think it really is that hard to figure out that, you know, people who are trying to reestablish their lives with, you know, like a tent they may have on the street, if they've got their birth certificate in that and we destroy that, that has completely removed their ability to restart their life.
The Bureau of Sanitation has only been doing what they call spot cleanups since the city council voted in March to allow homeless residents to keep their tents up during the day because of the pandemic. Councilman Joe Buscaino, who has three of those Bridge Home shelters in his district, wants the more extensive bulky item cleanups to resume. He says over the past few months, there has been a massive buildup of trash at the encampments. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An El Segundo company is paying out more than $95,000 in back wages to 99 employees to resolve minimum wage violations. Federal labor investigators say Control Expert, that's a car insurance claims management company, failed to pay workers for two whole pay periods. The feds say the company also violated record-keeping requirements by failing to keep track of the workers' hours. Fight is brewing between the University of California faculty and the Board of Regents over how new campus chancellors should be hired. The LA Times reports 20 past academic Senate chairs have sent a letter asking the board to reject a new proposal that would assign an outside firm to seek out a new chancellor, removing the faculty from the process. In addition to losing their role, the faculty members say the proposal could also affect overall quality of the UC system. The issue is set to be debated at a board meeting set for later today.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.